Audio 7.3.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Sarah Cato Show. Today, we have Linda Helms here with us. Linda is a communications consultant who specializes in telephone skills. She's done a lot of training in the area of active listening, and she joins us today to share some of her thoughts on this subject. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Linda, I like to think of myself as a good listener. That's part of my job. But maybe there's a lot more to active listening than that. Perhaps you can begin by telling us what you mean by active listening.
Sure. A lot of times when we're talking to someone, whether it's in person or on the phone, we're not really giving the other person 100% of our attention. You know, we might be thinking about something that happened at work that day, or something important that we have to do later on. We might even be thinking about what we're going to have for dinner tonight.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes we're not really paying attention to what the other person is saying because in our minds, we are already planning what we want to say in response to what they're saying. These are all examples of what I call distracted listening.
Right, okay.
So, when we talk about active listening, we mean giving the other person our undivided attention so that we hear and understand everything they're saying.
I see. So, Linda, why is it so important to listen actively?
Well, it's important for a couple of reasons. First of all, when you're giving the other person your undivided attention, it makes them feel special. And there is no better way to build rapport with someone than by making them feel that what they are saying is important to you. And another reason is that if you are listening actively, there is less likely to be miscommunication between you and the other person. If you're not paying attention, there is a chance that you'll misunderstand or get the wrong information.
Yes, that's true. So what are some things we can do on the phone to show that we're listening?
Well, first of all, vocalizations like uh-huh, yes, and I see are all really important because the person on the other end of the line can't see whether or not you're paying attention. Those verbal and nonverbal vocalizations indicate that you are actively involved in the conversation. If there's complete silence on the other end, the listener might think you've fallen asleep.
Yes, that's true. So what are some other indicators of active listening?
Well, there are a couple things. You can ask questions, not only to clarify information, but also as a way of getting the other person to go into more detail about whatever it is they're talking about. Also, if you don't understand something, a really good strategy is to paraphrase or restate what the person has said so that they can correct you if you've misunderstood something.
Right, that's important for sure. Well, thanks for those tips, Linda. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.